and talk to one of our local athletes who starred in the Olympic Games. We have a number for where he's staying in Beijing. I think he's on his way back now after the closing ceremonies. Let's give a call to Jason Kidd, the Mavericks point guard, who won gold, Team USA. What's his international record now? It's 50-0.
56-0.
56-0. Yeah. Yeah, Jason Kidd, please.
This is Jason Kidd.
Hey, Jason, it's the Dunham & Miller Show on the Ticket. Can we talk to you for a second?
Oh, yeah, sure, Muses. What's going on?
Hey, congratulations on winning gold.
Didn't you know we were going to win?
Well, yeah.
You never. I guess you got to still play the games, though.
So much faster, so much more athleticer, and so much more blacker than any of the other teams.
Well, you guys rolled. You played well. You played really well, too.
Well, thanks, Joe. You know, China really is a weird place.
Yeah?
Yeah, they eat dog and their own young here.
Oh, they do that?
What's that?
I'm just joking. And you thought I had freaky eyes. Have you seen the average Chinese?
Well, I don't know if I'd classify them as that.
The Spanish team thinks they got weird eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw that.
And man, China has a problem with immigration.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're overrun with Asians over here. Every high school has 1,200 valedictorians. Speaking of high schools, the Redeem Team have been practicing at Beijing Greater Spruce until they closed it down.
I don't think they have that high school there.
Amazing.
Yeah, no, not really.
All right, so what was that like? You won the gold medal. That's the ultimate international award there.
I feel it is not only a victory on the court, but also off the court for me, because Mark Cuban didn't want me to play for the Redeem Team.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Very vocal. He doesn't like NBA players playing in the games.
He said he hated the USA and wanted to root for his home country of Cuba. But I said that I wanted to play with the Redeem Team.
So you did.
Yeah, because I knew as soon as I joined the Mavericks that I wanted to play for the Olympic team, because at least I wanted to feel just once what it was like to win it all.
Oh, God. Well, you can still do that with the Mavericks, maybe.
I don't think so, Ja. And I thought I was seeing Mark Cuban everywhere I went in China, because everybody has his hair cut here.
Oh, boy, that's the truth, isn't it?
Not really.
Well, you must feel very satisfied. I'm sure you're on your way home now, looking forward to the NBA season.
Oh, I was very satisfied, Spank. I was so happy that I rolled an SUV in celebration.
Oh,
don't do that.
Shouldn't do that.
And Kobe celebrated by going Colorado all over a geisha girl.
All right. Jason. I hope. You can't say that about one of your teammates.
Coach K, the same thing.
No, he wouldn't. Would he?
Stop it.
We're getting some real inside stuff here from Jason Kidd.
And did you hear Misty May tattoo my number on her human body?
Yeah. She says that you're her idol.
That's right. I wonder where she put it.
I don't know.
She's got the number 5 tattoo on her body. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe now she truly has a 5 hole.
All right.
Good morning to you.
That's a cheap joke.
Not bad, though. Not bad.
There's Jason Kidd, part of the Redeem Team, and on his way back to Dallas. 8:46 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. So how do you think Cowboys...